Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, two of the best writers in the world. That's right, Judd Garrett. He's a former NFL player, coach, executive. Going to talk about his latest article, The Process Matters. Then Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And he's got some good ones, too. Oh, by the way, Judd Garrett's The Process Matters. Anyway, Selwyn Duke, let's see, his is Media Slams GOP candidate Blake Masters for being honest about the male-female wage gap. Kind of interesting, yes. And some other stories about drones that you'll find maybe disturbing. I don't know. Anyway, let's take a look at the news. Here's one that we were reporting on yesterday, possibly even the day before. Finally, confession time. GOP Representative Biden says the Biden administration is sending pallets of baby formula to the border for migrants despite the shortage all over America. A Republican congresswoman has revealed that the Democrat President Joe Biden administration sending baby formula to the border for migrants while families are struggling due to the shortages. That's American families. Quote, they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border, Representative Kat Kemmerich, Republican Florida, said in a video posted on Facebook. Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula. She then posted photos on Twitter she claimed came from the Border Patrol agents with a caption that said, quote, the first photo is from this morning at the Ursula Processing Center at the U.S. border. Formula is scarce, she added. This is what America last looked like. Quote, he has been a Border Patrol agent for 30 years. He's never seen anything quite like this. Here's another one. He's a grandfather, and he says that his own children can't get any baby formula. More than 100 House Republicans called upon the Biden administration and the Food and Drug Administration to immediately address this. What are they going to send next down there, your Social Security checks? Meanwhile, the Biden administration has launched an investigation into Elon Musk over his Twitter purchase. Democrat President Joe Biden's administration launched an investigation now into Elon Musk over the dealings surrounding his purchase of Twitter. Biden's Security and Exchange Commission, SEC, is investigating Musk after he secured the deal to buy the social company for $44 billion. According to a new report in the Wall Street Journal, the SEC is probing the paperwork filed by Musk while he was putting his deal into place. The Security and Exchange Commission is probing Mr. Musk's tardy submission of a public form that investors must file when they buy more than 5% of a company's shares, according to the Wall Street Journal. Quote, the disclosure functions as an early sign to shareholders and companies that a significant investor could seek to control or influence a company. The report said that Musk's April 4th disclosure filing was at least 10 days late, a move that is believed to have saved him more than $140 million because share prices could have been higher if the public knew about his ownership of 5% of the company. The case is easy. It's straightforward, Daniel Taylor, University of Pennsylvania accounting professor, said. But whether they're going to pick the battle with Elon is another question. The reporter noted that a lawsuit against Musk from the SEC would likely not stop him from taking over Twitter, since the company's board of directors unanimously approved to be acquired by Musk, and the SEC may lack the power to do so. Musk's purchase of Twitter is also reportedly being reviewed by the Federal Trade Commission. They're trying everything, aren't they? The news has emerged almost immediately after Musk said that he will reverse Twitter's permanent ban on President Donald Trump if and when the sale is finalized. Now I guess you know what the fuse was that started the whole thing, right? Those two words, Donald Trump. Quote, I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country, did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice, Musk said, adding that the decision was morally bad. That doesn't mean that someone gets to say whatever they want to say, Musk said. And if they say something that is illegal or destructive to the world, then there should be perhaps a timeout, temporary suspension, or that particular tweet should be made invisible or have very little traction. I would reverse the permanent ban, Musk added. And Musk indicated that action could be taken against an account if there were tweets that violated platform policy, which he said should be either deleted or made invisible, and a suspension, a temporary suspension, is appropriate, not a permanent ban. Musk said that permanent bans should be extremely rare and really reserved for accounts that are bots or scam accounts. So there you go. Sounds like the guy knows what he's doing, doesn't it? Well, one of the top officials at the National Institute of Health, NIH, has admitted that the agency deliberately withheld crucial data on COVID-19 from the American people, and wait for it, on the orders of China. This is probably another one of those stories that you're not going to hear too much about on the other side. The NIH Acting Director Lawrence Tabak confirmed during congressional testimony that information about early genomic sequences of the virus was kept hidden. He also admitted that the NIH covered up the data because the U.S. taxpayer-funded agency was told to do so by the Chinese Communist Party scientists. According to the New York Post, Tabak told the House Appropriations Subcommittee that all of the data showing that the location of the virus's origin was Wuhan was eliminated from public view by the NIH. And he added that researchers can still access that information through a tape drive. One of Bill Clinton's former special advisors who admitted Jeffrey Epstein to the Clinton White House 17 times is dead. You heard the words, Clinton, dead. Former special advisor to Bill Clinton, who is admitting Jeffrey Epstein into the Clinton White House, did it 17 times, is now dead at the age of 59. Park Middleton's family said he passed away last weekend, but did not reveal the cause of death. The obituary hinted at the cause of the death, but did not clarify. According to the Daily Mail, Middleton had for decades run an air conditioning business in Little Rock, but in the 1990s he was a special advisor to Clinton and finance director on his presidential campaign. And they say that during the time Middleton admitted Epstein to the Clinton White House, on 7 of the last 17 times that the late pedophile visited. Representative Liz Cheney, Republican, and her allies on the January 6th House Select Committee have just subpoenaed Representative Jim Jordan, Republican, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican, and several other Republicans. The House committee investigating January 6th has made an unprecedented move by issuing subpoenas for several Republican members of Congress. McCarthy and Jordan, along with Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, Brooks, Alabama, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania, were all subpoenaed after rejecting the committee's voluntary request to testify. The Republican members are expected to tell Liz Cheney, you know, Rhino Republican, and her committee to go pound sand, setting up the next crisis for the anti-Trump investigators. Attorney General Merrick Garland says will not interfere with another branch business, otherwise he faces being shut down by the courts. Quote, the select committee has learned that several of our colleagues have information relevant to our investigation into the attack on January 6th and the events leading up to it, said the committee's chairman. That's Representative Benny Thompson, Democrat. Quote, before we hold our hearings next month, we wish to provide members the opportunity to discuss these matters with the committee voluntarily. Regrettably, the individuals receiving subpoenas today have refused and were forced to take this step to help ensure community uncovers the facts concerning January 6th. You know what? Why don't you uncover the facts? Talk about the bombs that were planted, who did it? Who do you have on the cameras that you're not showing? And why don't you talk about how in the world a door that supposedly weighs 12 tons on the Capitol building was just mattered to be opened without any problem? Why don't you get into that stuff there, Democrats? Boy. Well, according to a new report from Law and Crime, a very disturbing story. Truck driver attempted to set a one-year-old baby on fire at a gas station, according to authorities during a press conference. Officials then went on to describe discovering an injured four-year-old in a tractor-trailer cab of the defendant, Jamie Avery Jr., 28. And it gets really disturbing. Authorities in Seneca County, New York, announced that Avery was facing charges of attempted aggravated murder, attempted murder in second degree, arson in the second degree, attempted arson in the second degree, and endangering the welfare of a child. Thank God, both children are expected to fully recover from the injuries they sustained at the hands of Avery. And what really makes this whole thing extremely sickening is the fact that another adult worked with Avery to pour flammable liquid all over the infant victim. Authorities did not identify this individual during their press conference. Seneca County District Attorney Mark Swinsekwitz declined to tell reporters why this individual was not charged. Nonetheless, officials noted that they anticipated charges against this person, and more charges are possible against Avery. The report stated the local authorities are currently still working to confirm how the adults and children were connected. We believe, this was a quote, there is a parental relationship, but we haven't fully determined that yet, Swinsky went on to say. He also said that they believe both children are related, but they haven't confirmed that. Basically, officers responded to a gas station Love's truck stop on Tuesday about 5:30 a.m. in the town of Tyre, T-Y-R-E, Seneca County Sheriff W. Timothy Luce reported. There were reports of fires inside the building. According to authorities, deputies found both suspects and detained them, and they found the one-year-old child covered in a flammable liquid. The four-year-old was found with head injuries. Authorities also said they evacuated the building after a suspicious device was discovered in the men's room. However, they found out it was just a makeshift replica and not an incendiary device. I wonder how much jail time you get for, just a makeshift replica. Yeah. Amazing stuff. All right. Mr. Judd Garrett is right around the corner with his latest.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath and Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN. Always a pleasure to welcome the one and only Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. He is a former National Football League player, coach, and executive. He is also a frequent contributor to the website Real Clear Politics. Just recently published his first novel, No Wind. And I want to tell you as many times as possible that his blog site is objectivityistheobjective.com. www.objectivityistheobjective.com. Hey, Judd, welcome back. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fair to partly cloudy today, and glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
Another excellent article, The Process Matters. Let me read just the first line here. Judd says that coaches, they always tell their players that the process matters, that the fundamentals are important because in the most pressurized situations of the game, the process, the fundamentals, are what we rely on to succeed. And apparently that doesn't happen just in sports, does it?
Yeah, it's a good rule of thumb for your entire life. I mean, you should have the proper processes in place and the proper fundamentals in place to handle all the things in life, and so should our country. And that's what our founders tried to do when they put together the Constitution. Those are the processes that make America great and make America strong.
Yeah. Wow. And the technique and the do things outside of himself, which invariably causes failure. The process matters, Judge says, and how we do things is as important, if not more, than the results that we get. That's very interesting. You know, how we do it might be more important than the outcome, right?
Yeah, every time, you know, we talk to our players when we're coaching them up, we always talk about that. We talk about effort. We talk about, you know, how physical we're going to be. We talk about the techniques we use. We talk about, you know, the assignments. We talk about all those things so much more than winning the game, you know, because if we do all the things the right way, you know, if we hustle, we play hard, we use the right fundamentals, then, you know, the scoreboard will take care of itself. We don't try to change things to try to get a result, because when you make those fundamental changes, you end, in the long run, you end up not getting the result very often.
You know, and I like this line, too, that it's always bad practice to sacrifice our principles for short-term gain. Wow, very, very strong. Let's talk a little bit about the 2020 election. You say that major changes were made to our election system in many states, most particularly the battleground states, which eliminated many of the election integrity processes. I got a funny feeling where you're going on that one.
Yeah, I mean, there are processes in place to help ensure that our elections are done fairly and there's no voter fraud. And, you know, because of COVID or whatever excuse they use, and it's ironic that it was mainly in the battleground states where the Democrats needed to get some extra votes that these changes were made. So they instituted universal mail-in ballots and you know, unsecured drop boxes and no signature match and no voter ID. All those things were put in place in many of these states that were battlegrounds that were going to determine the election. And, you know, what's happened is, you know, a lot more people voted, a lot more votes were cast. And, you know, as I say later in that paragraph, you know, regardless of whether Joe Biden was elected legitimately or not, you know, the thing I worry about more is if we keep these things in place, there's going to be major damage to all of our future elections and ultimately to the future of our democracy.
You know, and my big concern right now is that they are already telling you that they feel there's another COVID, bad COVID, you know, coming on here. And it's ironic that it's going to hit just about time, you know, for the midterm elections. And then I'm sure we'll have another one, you know, in 2024. They got away with it, but, you know, there is the movie right now, 2,000 Mules, which is exposing it all. And it's ridiculous, Judd, you know, that would you ever think back in even your days, and I'm a lot older than you are, that a person could go to a voting counter and sign up there and say, yeah, I'm going to vote. And they say, we'll check and see if you're eligible later, but they still count as vote. I mean, wow. They shouldn't get away with it. We're going to continue more from Judd Garrett and more on this excellent article, The Process Matters. We'll be right back.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Ben Foster is outstanding as a real-life figure named Harry Haft, who stayed alive at Auschwitz by boxing for the entertainment of Nazi officers. In America after the war, he pursued his own boxing career, dramatized in The Survivor, now streaming on HBO Max.
I'm a journalist. I covered your fight.
Everybody knows my story. I'm the survivor of Auschwitz.
I will plaster your story all over the East Coast.
And the main character hopes against hope that publicity will reconnect him somehow with a lost love who disappeared in the hell of the Nazi death camps. The performances, including fine work from Vicky Krieps and Danny DeVito, make you care deeply about this difficult protagonist. For director Barry Levinson, best known for Rain Man, Diner, and relevant to this film, Avalon, The Survivor marks a significant comeback. Rated R for brutal but convincing scenes of Holocaust torment. 3 stars for The Survivor.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. My friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with my guest Selwyn Duke. Judd Garrett. My nose slipped down and I went down to the next guest there, Judd. Sorry about that. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, and his website, objectivityistheobjective.com. You know, it's not like people don't know what happened with the vote. Because if you're paying any attention, but there are a lot of people that aren't. This last presidential election and the voter fraud that went on is just unbelievable.
I'm waiting to see that. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm really anxious to see the movie by Dinesh D'Souza, the 2000 Mules that you talked about. But I mean, it's obvious to me. You know, the Joe Biden got 81 million votes, 11 million more than anyone else prior. That doesn't make sense. So those numbers don't add up. I think we talked about that before. You know, the thing that worries me now is, you know, if we leave all these new rules in place, then what's going to happen is that both candidates are going to spend more time worrying about how to cheat and how to steal extra votes than they are about being good candidates and winning the election legitimately. And in the end, you know, what's going to determine who our leaders are is which candidate can cheat the best, not which candidate is the most honest and is the one that's going to serve the people the best. So, you know, all these changes and the destruction of the election process is just really going to damage our country in the future.
Yeah, and also, listener, you can, you know, think about this very, very seriously about, you know, the Ministry of Misinformation where they don't want you to hear anything. They don't want you to hear what we are talking about right now. The fact that the Democrats, as you say in your article, compromised the integrity of our election system for the short-term gain to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. You know, the Donald Trump syndrome they had, the orange man syndrome. Boy, it was, you know, I know where they're coming from because some people don't realize how politicians are. But, you know, if you get a guy that doesn't belong in their pecking order, so to speak, you know, he's not a member of the CFR. He's the first president, you know, in a million years. I'm exaggerating on the time limit there, but, you know, that did not belong to the CFR. They didn't like that, you know. He wasn't into their deep state. You just can't be a nobody and get elected, you know, the president of the United States. My goodness, you know, you've got to go through all those hoops and stuff. Yeah, it shouldn't be that way, and it wasn't that way with Trump, and it made him very upset, put it that way. I mean, how in the world could a guy like that,
They feared Trump because they feared that Trump was going to expose all the corruption that goes on both sides, not just the Democrats, but the Republicans as well. There's a lot of corruption on both sides, and Trump was going to expose all that and expose how it's all a rigged game to benefit the politicians and benefit the big, you know, the big pocket political donors. And Trump was a guy that's willing to speak out against that. So they had to go after him, and you saw that the Democrats went after him hard, the Rhino Republicans went after him hard, you know, and what's going on is now they have to put in this disinformation governance board because they got to prevent people like you and I from speaking out against what we know to be true, is that the elections weren't fair in 2020. They're probably not going to be fair in 2022 and in 2024. I mean,
right.
You know, everyone says that the Republicans are going to win in a landslide, but there's no guarantee to that because there may be massive voter fraud again.
And like I mentioned a moment ago, they're already talking about COVID coming back just in time, so there'll be more drop boxes. You know, in the CDC, I don't know if you saw this or not, Judd, I'm pretty sure you probably did, admitted just recently, you know, last week, I guess, or maybe earlier this week, you know, that they actually were tracking people with COVID on their smartphones, you know, and see, you know, finding out where the people were going and, you know, how much traffic was going around in the nation that was supposed to be at home, you know, cowering there with your mask on or whatever. And that's what got them on the movie 2000 Mules, is because they tracked these people that were going to the drop boxes, same people, making all these drops, 20, you know, 20 ballots at a time, 40 at a time, you know, and how many times they visited. And then, of course, the Democrats were too stupid, not all of you, but, you know, the ones that are trying to pull this stuff, you know, they forgot, you know, that the government put up all these cameras all over the United States. So they actually had, you know, proof showing them doing it, and then the signal from the telephone. I mean, it's very interesting. I want to get back to your excellent. Yeah, go ahead.
As you say, and the reason why they use drop boxes, because if you commit voter fraud through the mail, through mail-in ballots, that's considered mail fraud, which is a federal offense and serious, you know, jail time. So they use the drop boxes to sidestep that.
Yeah. So run off as many as you want and, you know, change every other one to a different, you know. But the most important thing was to make sure that, you know, Biden. Yeah, so because he's going to come in and take care of everything, or whoever's running the whole thing here. Tell us a little bit. You mentioned the nuclear option, okay? Harry Reid, that name always comes to mind when we talk about this.
I mean, in November of 2013, you know, Barack Obama had a number of his more extreme federal justices filibustered by the Republicans. And, you know, if you know the history, Republicans are fairly even-handed when it comes to judicial appointees. They allow, you know, a lot of the opposing president's nominees to get confirmed. So they filibustered the more extreme ones, and Harry Reid exercised the nuclear option, which lowered the threshold from a supermajority for confirmation of federal justices to a simple majority, so they could just run Obama's extreme judicial nominees, into the federal bench. So they opened the door right there. And if you remember, the three justices that Donald Trump nominated for the Supreme Court, they all got, confirmed by a simple majority of Republicans and not a supermajority in the Senate. So as we're looking at the Roe v. Wade situation, the Roe v. Wade decision, those three justices are the ones that are, giving us enough votes to overturn Roe v. Wade. So Harry Reid undoing the filibuster process of judicial nominees opened the door for the Republicans to be able to overturn Roe v. Wade.
And you mentioned it's very important, and I think a lot of people think about it, but it only stays for about 10 seconds. They always talk about it was leaked, what the Supreme Court justices were going to do, but they don't really get to the bottom of who leaked. Was it one of the justices? Was it somebody that worked for him? Was it a news reporter, and so far, nobody's been named, right?
Yeah, I think it's another threat to the processes that we need to keep our country strong, and keeping the Supreme Court as an apolitical body. And once, potential decisions are being leaked 2 months before they're actually going to be delivered, that's politicizing this body. And, it's shocking to me that we're not doing more to find out who leaked that information and punish the person accordingly so this doesn't happen again. If this person's allowed to get away with it, down the road, it's going to happen again and again and again, and we're going to completely politicize the Supreme Court, which was supposed to be an apolitical body.
Yeah, it's almost like, how did you find out about this? Well, my window was open, and a pigeon flew in, had a little plastic thing, a little tube on his leg. I opened it up, and then there it was, It's like, boy. And then the whole group, Ruth sent us, want to get into that. But the thing is that it's already on the books about how you cannot go out, and harass members of the Supreme Court. But here it is again under this administration. Nothing's being done. And they've already announced, no, we're not going to do anything to these people protesting, even though it is against the law. Oh, next thing you know, you're going to open up the borders. Yes, I guess laws just don't matter with this administration. It seems like, they're totally ignored and they're getting away with it.
They selectively matter, so when when BLM was burning our cities down for five straight months, the laws didn't matter. You're allowed to throw Molotov cocktails into buildings. That's okay. You're allowed to loot stores. That's okay. But when a riot breaks out at the Capitol, then all those people are still, a lot of those people are still in jail without ever being charged with anything. So this doesn't matter right now, protesting against Supreme Court justices, but 5-6 years from now, if the shoe's on the other foot and they're conservatives protesting at Supreme Court justice houses, they'll all be arrested and thrown in jail. So the left, the laws only matter when the laws work against their opponents.
Yeah, it's, blame others for what you do, Democrats. I think that comes from Rules for Radicals or something.
Yeah, and then, Jen Psaki was asked about it, asked about the leak. She said it was just a distraction. Okay, no, it's something of vital importance. She's also asked about, the protest at the Supreme Court Justice Holmes, and she said they were good. She supported them. And she's a spokesman for the White House. So it's just shocking what the Democrats are willing to do and how much they're willing to destroy our country to get their short-term political gains.
And the new lady taking over for Psaki, her answer to everything is going to be it's racist. It's racist.
Yeah. Yes.
It's racist, yeah. That's her broken needle there, you know, or whatever. It's, wow. Ruth sent us, by the way, I think you say here that, I think it was you that wrote this. Let me make sure, because I read this quite a while back. It's named after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, okay? And actually, I think she's the one that went the opposite direction that these people are hollering about. Was that in your article?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I can't remember.
No, it's not in my article, but I heard that as well. It is it is named after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, yeah, she was someone who, you know, as much as I disagree with her on a lot of things, she did say that you have to keep the politics of the day out of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but then here, you know, they decided to use her. You know, once again, it's like, come on. You know, I guess they got to read their history if they're going to try to make any points or try to get a few more points. Sam Alito had to cancel a public appearance and be moved from an undisclosed location for his safety. And then, you know, it's all these threats. And I just don't understand, you know, if you and I would do something like that, you know, we'd probably get arrested right away. They'd say, well, there was a book, a law in the books that was written in, you know, in 1942, and we're going to get you on that one. But once again, if it's the Democrats are running it, it's a whole different story. It's just, it's sure, what is the old thing, equal under the law? It's not applying in this condition. Mob rule, you know, which you use.
And that's the sign of authoritarianism. When you have rules and then the authoritarians selectively decide how to enforce those laws. You know, if you're on my side, you can get away with anything. If you're on the opposite party, you know, we're going to hold you accountable to the full extent of the law. You know, that's the pure sign of authoritarianism, and that's what the Democrats are all about.
And one of your interesting points is whenever you mention about, you know, public schools, whenever they got segregated, you know, if they would have had Ruth Sinus, you know, that would have never happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're allowed to intimidate justices back in the 50s when Brown versus Board of Education, you know, was decided on, you know, the segregationists would have went to the homes of Supreme Court justices and threatened them and threatened their families and got them to vote to keep schools segregated. So is this the country that we want where we, you know, we're going to make Supreme Court decisions based on mob rule, not based on reason, not based on the law, not based on precedent? You know, it's going to be done by mob rule. That's not what we want. But the Democrats refuse to stand up to what's going on.
And mob rule, listener, I always remember whenever I first started hearing about politics, they would always say, you can't have mob rule, and that's why you have prisons. If you had prisons, mob rule would never work, you see. You have to have people that are in authority. Let me get this one in before we take our break, and then we'll discuss it. But Congressman Adam Schiff, I call him Pencil Neck, he says, I don't care how the draft leaked, because leaking served his purpose. And he went on to say, we must expand the court. Senator Elizabeth Warren echoed that sentiment by tweeting, we must hashtag expand the court to rebalance it and defend our basic rights, including the constitutional right to an abortion. Boy, I have never really seen that on the Constitution, that they were mentioning abortions. Maybe it's there. Maybe it's small print. All right, we're going to continue in just a moment. Judd Garrett, remember this website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Objectivityistheobjective.com. Judd Garrett. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with the one and only Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, executive, and contributes to website Real Clear Politics, discussing the process matters. Now, you know, I was talking about, you know, Adam Schiff, and I don't care how it leaked, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then Elizabeth Warren talking about we must expand the court. You know, she's talking about adding more judges, yes. But there's that old thing about be careful what you wish for, right? Expanding things. This is. I love this part in your article, I got to tell you, Judd.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they want to expand the court. They want to add four more justices so they can have the philosophical balance of power in their direction so they can, you know, overturn, you know, you get Roe v. Wade, you know, codified into law. So what's going to happen if the Republicans take over in 2024 the Senate and the White House? Well, they're going to add four more. So now we're going to be up to 17 justices. And if Democrats win it back in 2028, they'll add four more. And that will be up to 21 justices. And then as long every time there's a shift in administration, they're just going to add four more justices, and it's going to keep expanding and expanding. And as we're going to look up one day, and there may be 40, 50, 60 justices on the court, and the court's going to be considered a joke. So once again, for short-term gain on the Roe v. Wade decision, the Democrats are willing to blow the whole thing up. They're willing to destroy what the court stands for. And it's so irresponsible. It's very easy if the Democrats want every state to have a legalized abortion. All they have to do is elect representatives who will legalize abortion in those states. So, but again, if you keep expanding it, the court's going to become a joke. It's going to become a kangaroo court.
Yeah, it's sort of like, what's wrong with just, honey, what's wrong with just buying two rabbits? Come on, you know, they have a partner to talk to. Yeah. I'm telling you, and sometimes you would think, you know, these people in government kind of act like rabbits, actually. But there's so much on stake here. I mean, and the worst thing I believe that's going on right now, Judd, is that Biden and most of the Democratic Party just getting away with breaking all the rules that are already on the books, you know, and it's. There needs to be a higher authority, I guess, and you would think, you know, the Supreme Court would be that authority. And it's so interesting, you know, that the guy that couldn't get on there, what's his name, the Attorney General, Merrick? Yeah, remember they tried to get Merrick on there? So he didn't make it. And then all of a sudden they say, we'll punish you, we'll make him an Attorney General, and he'll go after the people that don't like teachers. What in the world, I tell you. It's a strange world we're living in, and people like you are putting out the good word and trying to say, here's what we ought to do, you know, the way things ought to be. Yeah, I think there used to be an article in Reader's Digest a long time ago, the way it ought to be, and I used to read that all the time, even when I was a young kid, saying, boy, that makes sense. But, wow, look at what they're not reading today, so mostly. So look what they're hearing now. It's a total shift in gears, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
And then the media has completely gone off the rails, and they're totally in the back pocket of the Democrats, and that's why the Democrats get away with everything.
Yeah. And you know, if you listen to the mainstream media, it's amazing how they use the same words. Like somebody sends them the notice. Here's the word, the most essential threat facing us. And then it's every one of them, little parrots. Hey, Judd, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. And I encourage people to get a copy of your book, No Wind, Amazon, and go to the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Thanks again, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Selwyn Duke coming up next.
Are you tired of your favorite talk show sound?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I have Swade at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. When next we meet, let's see, Cam Edwards with the Second Amendment. Going to talk about some new news coming out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Basically, it's a story about if you're old enough to buy a rifle or a pistol. Yes, okay. Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS. The impact of the whole USA is ending Title 42. And then Frank Savato, host of the Underground U.S. podcast. He's going to be here with his latest. Right now, my guest is Mr. Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for The New American. He contributes to the college textbook published by Gale Centage Learning, appears on many television and frequent radio shows, but only the best radio shows. And right now, it's time for the Duke. Oh, yes. And I. Hello there, Mr. Duke. How are you, sir?
Hi there, Chuck. I'm ready and raring to go, and I hope you're well today. How you doing?
I am fair to partly cloudy today, so. Oh, wait a minute. That was the weather, right? Yes, anyway. Yeah, doing great. Thank God it's Friday, they always say, right? And life goes on. Duke, at first I thought the Dukie wasn't going to show up there, and I only had 12 Dukes in my memory. You know, when you're 39, hey, what can you expect, you know? It's really funny. I got to tell you something. I was talking to Selwyn earlier today, and so I had my papers lined up here, you know, the excellent stories that he has written, reports, and written for...
And you're going to become a crab fisherman, you said.
Well, see, that was it. I said, I know we're going to talk about crabs, but then I looked up here, and it media slams GOP candidate Blake Masters for being honest, and I'm going, gosh, where's the clam story? Where's the clam story? And the real Terminator, that ain't the clam story. MSNBC complains that the right is weaponizing motherhood. That has nothing to do with clams, I don't think, but... And lo and behold, yes, it's me. My little tiny brain hit stop. You know, and when it happens, I can't find the string to restart it there, Selwyn. But, boy, I'm sure wasting a lot of good time here that we could be talking about this. So here we have this Republican candidate, Blake Masters, all right, and he was talking about the male-female wage gap, and apparently he was telling the truth like all those Republicans do. And the media got upset, huh?
Yeah. You know, Chuck, you probably remember those old movies that might be titled something such as The Creature That Wouldn't Die or The Head
Yes.
That Wouldn't Die, whatever it is. Well, this is the left-wing narrative that just won't die. This whole nonsense about the male-female wage gap and how it's caused by unjust, invidious discrimination. Well, anyway, this fellow Blake Masters, who, by the way, has a very nice name for politics, that really does make a big, big difference. Like, if you're in Maine and your name is Olympia Snow, she was a senator from Maine, you can't lose. You can't lose with a name like that, Olympia Snow in Maine, and this is the same thing, good name. But anyway, he's running for the Senate out in Arizona, and he's one of this new breed of candidates. In other words, these down-to-earth people, it seems, who are really, I think, part of the MAGA movement in some way, the America First movement. And these are the kind of people you want to have in office because they come closer to the Founding Fathers' vision, which is to have citizen representatives. But anyway, he was seen in this video that actually is from February, but it was recently obtained by NBC News, Chuck, and it went viral then. And basically what he was doing, he was explaining his opposition to the ill-conceived Equal Rights Amendment, which the left is trying to resurrect, even though it's long past its sell-by date, and of course it never made it into the Constitution. And he, I guess, was also asked about the male-female wage gap. Now, men in general do, all over the Western world, earn more, not make more, earn more than women. And what he said was, quote, it's a left-wing narrative, this gender pay gap. When you control for the occupations, when you control for people taking time out to, you know, birth children, things are actually pretty equal. And men do the most dangerous jobs. Then he pointed out that, for instance, most police officers are male. Then he continued, quote, men are the ones who are doing the risky, you know, fishing, crab in Alaska, and sometimes those jobs pay more. So I think we've got to push back on the fake left-wing narrative that women don't have equal rights in this country. So anyway, that's essentially true. It's not a comprehensive explanation. Chuck, you and I have discussed this in the past, but it is essentially true, but nonetheless, the truth was no defense here. He got pilloried in the media. And this is why, by the way, even Republican candidates really avoid touching this issue and criticizing pay gap propaganda. But here's an example, one I cited. This really snarky column penned by this writer, Lori Roberts, an op-ed, she called Masters, he's 35 years old, a political neophyte. Now, I pointed out in my piece that that actually should be a badge of honor because usually you're talking then about someone who's from beyond the establishment. And this Lori Roberts apparently would rather have a seasoned politician, Chuck, you know, the kind that pays lip service to lies. But here's what she writes in her subhead, and this is why we were talking about crab fishermen. Quote, apparently, we women would do just fine only if we all went to Alaska and fished for crab, she said sarcastically. Well, here's the whole thing. This may sound silly to people like Lori Roberts, who's obviously uninformed, But there's a good reason why Masters cited Alaska crab fishing. Very good reason. And that, Chuck, is because it's possibly far and away the most dangerous job in this country. And as I point out in my piece, many of us remember that film from the year 2000, The Perfect Storm, that was set in Massachusetts, but that gave us a glimpse into the perils that fishermen face. It's very, very dangerous. The sea can be scary. I know that you have a lot of experience on the ocean. You understand that.
But, you know, when you talk about Massachusetts and how dangerous it is, I really believe, and, of course, I don't know the statistics or the right numbers, but I'll bet you that Alaska is at least 60% worse than Massachusetts, okay, the seas.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure a lot worse. Absolutely. Yeah. But let's just point out, just living in Massachusetts alone is dangerous because of the politics there. The politics in Alaska are at least a lot better. But
is that where the Kennedys are from?
That's right. That's right. That's Massachusetts for you. I don't know. I think there's something in the water up there, but what can you do?
Don't ask for rides home in Massachusetts.
But joking aside, though, so crabbing, though, and now I'm quoting the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, quote, is particularly hazardous because harvesting of most crab species in Alaska generally takes place during the winter months with short daylight hours and often in rough weather conditions. That's the CDC. It continues, quote, each year in Alaskan waters, an average of 34 fishing vessels and 24 lives are lost in the commercial fishing industry, which equates to an occupational fatality rate of 140 per 1,000 workers per year, 20 times the national average. And understand, these guys work under very tough conditions, the CDC-related part of it, but they work 12 to 18-hour shifts, often with very, very little sleep. They just work a few months out of the year, but it can be lucrative. They can make, I understand, as much as $10,000 a week, although, of course, the average fisherman doesn't make that much. But anyway, the point is, this is something that's very dangerous, and this Laurie Roberts, this op-ed writer, was basically making sport of it. So as I wrote in my article, you know, maybe she should explain to the women who have lost men out at sea, men who are trying to put bread on the table, okay, that the dangers that their husbands and their brothers and their sons faced were just a big joke. Maybe she could explain that. Maybe she could tell us if she's still laughing. But anyway, the point is, though, Chuck, the bigger issue, this isn't just crabbing. If you look at all the high-risk professions, you'll see they're just about exclusively male. And that's why men constitute 92% of workplace deaths. But that's a disparity. The left never talks about equalizing, right? They don't talk about things such as that. Now, the good news here, though, Chuck, and this is not anything I've seen before, is that even the mainstream media, it seems, are slowly, a day late and 84 cents on a man's dollar short, as I put it, starting to acknowledge reality. This Roberts character, for instance, she admits that some of the male-female gap, quote, is no doubt attributable to differences in education, occupation, and the demands of motherhood. Okay, you and I have been talking about these things for years.
Right.
Then Business Insider, another website, it stated, regarding Masters' assertions, researchers concede that various factors and outliers can affect the size of the gap. But then both of these entities, Roberts and Business Insider, they go on to cite this research showing that even if you adjust for all of these things, the male-female gap, which starts at 24.1%, shrinks only down to 5.4%. And what are they factoring into the equation? Glassdoor, those people? Well, they're saying when comparing, quote, workers with similar age, education, and years of experience, and with the same job title, employer, and location, the U.S. gender pay gap is still about 5.4%. And this is supposed to be a big injustice, but here's the issue, Chuck. There are certain things they're missing there. And here's a very, very good example. If you take full-time men and full-time women, you might say, well, that's the same status, right? Maybe, but the details are a bit different in that full-time men actually work more hours than full-time women do. In fact, I cite in my piece this professor Mark J. Perry and a colleague of his writing in the Wall Street Journal in 2014, and they were using Bureau of Labor Statistics data, and they wrote, quote, Men were almost twice as likely as women to work more than 40 hours a week, and women almost twice as likely to work only 35 to 39 hours per week. Okay, so the point is that there are reasons why this gap exists. Yeah. And understand, men are not working more just for their health. They're doing it out of necessity because they have to put food on the table, because they, more often than not, tend to be their home's, their family's sole or primary breadwinner.
Yeah,
so anyway, Chuck,
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
In your report here, you're talking about, you know, 35 to 39 hours per week, despite the fact that both groups are classified as full-time employees.
Right.
Right? They're stuck with it. It's like you're a genius even if you don't know the alphabet. Okay, that's just my No, that's kind of stretching it, Chuck. Okay, thank you. I won't say that anymore. Got a minute before the break.
Absolutely true. Okay, yeah. And this brings us to a very important point, okay? This is a point people hardly ever make. I'm the only one who does, as far as I know. If you start to enact, let's say, laws, regulations, stating, as certain countries have done, that you have to try to equalize the pay and pay women more arbitrarily, where's that money going to come from? Well, obviously, employers only have so much revenue to work with. That money is going to have to come out of the men's end. In other words, the men are basically going to have to subsidize these women who are getting paid more than their market value alone would dictate. And who does that hurt? That hurts other women. The women who these it hurts the women who rely upon these men, the wives, the daughters, for instance, who rely upon these men to bring home the bacon. And this is something that's not pointed out. These these equal pay schemes benefit maybe a small group of single women at the expense of married women, and thereby damage the traditional family, because they tend to force women out of the home to compensate for their now financially handicapped husbands, and they can relegate children to daycare centers.
Right.
So these schemes,
and a couple of other very important points about this, and we'll come back and do the conclusion with Selwyn Duke. And it's SelwynDuke.com.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. It's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor, like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. His website, selwynduke.com. Talking about the media slamming the GOP candidate Blake Masters for basically being honest about the male-female wage gap. And we have a few more points to ponder, which I guess Business Insider did a little report on this too, right, Selwyn?
Right, right. But, you know, Chuck, if I may, before I get to that, I want to touch on something that I don't have in my article because it's very, very important, and it's also another factor that most people really don't mention, and it's this. We've illustrated that the male-female wage gap is not due to unjust discrimination but is due to different choices, lifestyle choices, and career choices that the sexes make. That said, is it really wrong to pay one sex more than another, more than the other, for the same job? Well, okay, wait a second. First, we have to ask, what does it mean, the same job? What is equal work? Okay? Does work just refer to the number of calories that you're burning up and the particular task superficially that you seem to be performing, or is it something else? Well, let me illustrate this. As you may know, Chuck, I used to be an aspiring tennis player. I was a tennis pro at one time, right? Well, anyway, when I was 12 years old, I would play 8 hours a day during the summer. I might play 10 sets a day. And even when I was older, I was known as a very hard worker. I worked as hard as any of those guys you saw on TV. But guess what? I didn't make as much money as they did. In fact, I made almost nothing. Now, if you look at things the way the left wants to, you might say, well, wait a second. My work was the same or even greater. I was hitting the tennis ball. I was training. I was jumping rope, lifting weights, stretching the whole nine yards. But I wasn't getting paid what they were. That's unjust. That's unfair. But obviously, that's not what we're talking about when we talk about work. What are we really referring to? We're referring to productivity. My productivity was not the same. The guys on TV drew millions of people who wanted to see them play. I drew my family and maybe a few friends, even though I was very good, and that was the difference.
I would have been the same there. Thing. I would have been there.
Yeah.
Someone, yeah.
I believe
sorry,
that, Chuck.
Go ahead.
That.
Yeah.
You're a good guy. You're in my corner. I know that, and I'm in yours. But anyway, this applies to everything, needless to say. Let me give you an example. Female fashion models earn considerably more than their male peers. Now, is that unjust? If you look at things the way the left does superficially, it'd say, well, they're doing the same work. The male fashion models, they're changing clothes, they're walking up and down that runway, right? They're putting on the makeup, the whole nine yards, they're staying in shape, they're trying to look good. But again, that's not what we're talking about. The women command more money because obviously they bring in more eyeballs. Their market that they're serving is a lot greater. So this applies to everything. Here's another example. In this great hardware store we used to have around here in my area, all the people who would help you who were very experienced happened to be men. Now, I'm not saying this is the case, but let's say a hardware store owner said to you, you know what, I'm only going to hire men because I've found out that in these particular roles, customers find men to be more authoritative and they have more confidence in the prescriptions that the men give them and they're more likely to buy. So it helps my business, makes it more lucrative when I have men working in these positions. And in this example, what you have is another situation, again, assuming it would be true, where men's productivity would be better. Therefore, the sexes would not really be doing the same work, would they? And there are so many other examples. You could apply this to what we would call racial discrimination. Years ago, Chuck, I went into a West Indian restaurant. All the people working there were West Indian. Now, what if they only hired people from that group because they said, listen, doing so lends our place an air of authenticity. It makes people more likely to eat here, so we make more money. Are you going to say it's wrong then for them to discriminate in that fashion? So this issue is a lot more complicated than people think. And the takeaway, again, is that how are we defining work and how are we defining equal work? It has to be done and usually is done based on productivity. That's what matters within the context of a market system. And if you deviate from that, then what you're doing is you're descending into some kind of socialist dystopia. And that way lies economic failure and madness. So anyway.
Yeah. Coming up on the bottom of the hour break, it's interesting that, whenever you talk about the home life, and why can't the male stay home and raise the kids and the woman go to work? And you know why they stopped doing that mainly is because all of the kids, boys and girls, ended up wanting to play, football, right? That's what happens. You got to be very careful, yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we have just a few more things here that's of importance on this article. Media slammed GOP candidate Blake Masters for being honest about the male-female wage gap. And we're going to be back with more on that and much more from Selwyn Duke. Selwyn Duke, DUKE.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An adorable 13-year-old Chinese-Canadian girl is transformed into a giant red panda whenever she gets too excited in the latest from Disney Pixar, Turning Red. Now available on Blu-ray.
Is everything okay?
I'm a gross red monster!
This happened already?
What did you say?
This odd and original film has drawn considerable acclaim for its focus on early adolescent girls coping with the complexity of periods, coming of age, and parental relations. But despite its PG rating, the appropriateness for small children is dubious at best, and the cultural and ideological messages suggesting that friendships are ultimately more important than family connections will provide grounds for debate, but not much in the way of cinematic fun. In the long tradition of brilliantly animated Pixar pictures, Turning Red stands out more for its complex content than its creative genius. 2.5 stars for the audacious Turning Red.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway.
come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here. Always a pleasure, and just about every Friday, we got the one and only Selwyn Duke, and we've been discussing the Media Slam GOP candidate Blake Masters. Boy, he's getting a lot of plugs here, you know, every time I mention it, but that's the way the pros do it. They tell you who the guy was. Let me try it this way. Media slamming some GOP candidate. I can't tell you if he's male or female. I don't know what he is.
Can't be presumptuous about, now, yeah, yeah.
I know. Honesty about the male-female wage gap. Let's see, I think we have about three or four more here where they were, where we can throw it in here about where they gravitate toward females, so to speak. I've been gravitating towards females almost all my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chuck, okay. It's funny. Before the break, you mentioned how men are not staying at home now to take care of the kids as much. And, you know, another reason why that's not going to be possible anymore, and actually the Biden administration, you might say, is responsible for this, and that is that there's a shortage of baby formula now. And I think you see where I'm getting at here, Chuck, but I'll keep this clean. Let's just say that men don't have the necessary options to tend to early infant feeding without baby formula, right?
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Selwyn, I got to tell you, about 2 days ago, I think it was, I started telling my friends, and not on the air, about this baby formula, and I'd read an article about it, and I said, boy, that's, I got to make sure I do that when I have news, you know, to report. And then I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, and somebody was mentioning, oh, you know, hey, I guess it was some relatives or whatever that that just had newborns, and talking about how hard it was, you know, to get formula. And I said, well, you know why? Because there's a large percentage of it all going down to the border to take care of.
That's right.
Yeah. And it was like, no, you know, they're short on everything. I said, well, I'm just telling you why you're not getting baby formula. It's not that they're short on it. It's that they're taking a big, big supply and sending it down to the border. Oh, it's okay, all right, never mind, you know. Because we do have one person I know that watches CNN, I think, or MSNBC. Oh. I'm not sure, yeah.
One of their last remaining viewers, you mean?
Yeah, I still talk to them, you know. It'd be better if I could just send them an email. Anyway, so...
Yeah.
You say research also finds that these women have the luxury and wealth to choose career paths, that they gravitate toward traditionally feminine endeavors. Yes, there's a lot of feminine endeavors in there.
Yeah, well, you see, the reason why I brought that up is that Business Insider suggested that Well, this gap between the sexes in pay is still caused by discrimination because some of it is subtle. You see, society conditions girls in such a way where they're not going to gravitate toward, for instance, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. It stigmatizes them. Well, actually, we know for a fact that's not true. And the reason why we know has to do with something that's commonly called, misusing the term gender, the gender equality paradox. And there's a very good documentary by that name on YouTube that you can watch, made in Norway, very liberal country, and I recommend that you do watch it. And basically what it tells you, what the researchers have determined, is that women are actually more likely to embrace female-oriented endeavors in very egalitarian countries such as Norway than in more patriarchal countries such as India. You see this all over the world. Now, what explains this phenomenon? It's very, very simple. In countries such as India that are poorer, necessity is the mother of invention, women have to go where the money is, whether they like it or not. So they're very likely to enter, or more likely to enter, computer tech. But in a very rich country such as Norway, where people have the luxury of following their hearts, women can do what their hearts dictate, and again, they gravitate there towards traditionally feminine endeavors. Okay? Second point we want to make related to this topic. Most people don't know this, but young women, Chuck, in virtually all major cities now, have long been out-earning their male peers, and sometimes by a significant margin. Here's another fact that most people don't know. Female college STEM grads, because there aren't many of them, have long been offered higher starting pay than their male counterparts. And why is this? Well, according to writer Carrie Roberts years ago, it's to, quote, forestall a costly discrimination lawsuit. Here's another point to ponder. Asian descent Americans make more than whites do. Does this mean that whites suffer unjust discrimination? Is there Asian privilege in this country?
Yeah.
And the last thing we should point out, okay, and other people have made this point, is if employers really could pay women less but yet enjoy the same productivity, Chuck, well, why wouldn't they just have an all-female workforce and thereby increase their profits? Why wouldn't they do that? So obviously, it's not that simple, but as I point out in my article summing up, you know, the problem is, as Blake Masters may find out, the truth is no defense when you're up against that media megaphone that plays on envy and resentment and demonizes the truth you speak as a lie. And, of course, this is a major reason why we have liars in office, because as I conclude with, the electorate is much like a computer. It's garbage in, garbage out, and rubbish in office. Too often happens.
Another excellent article. You know, and it would be interesting, and I'm trying to think, okay, we'll use, what are they called, the models, you know, that go up and down the stage or whatever, right? I don't know, there's a...
Oh, yeah, proper. Models, female models, yeah.
Is that's all it is? I thought they called them something else. But anyway.
Well, they might, who knows.
So now, okay. You know, if the Democrats get their way, right? You could go up there. I want a job. In fact, I think they're doing it already. That's right. I do think they're doing it. Where there are men identifying as women models.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
I've seen a few pictures on Facebook, and I tried to turn the page real quick, and I realized you can't turn the page on a computer. I said, okay, it's just me. But anyway, so you know, that's once again, you don't want to have a lawsuit, but boy, you know. You get some hairy-legged guy. Well, Chuck, you know they're probably using the razor. Okay, never mind. That's not going anywhere.
Nair.
There's no lawsuit. They're just going to let them do it, I guess. But, wow, that kind of ruins it for some people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not kidding.
Hey, speaking of ruining it for some people, we have very little time, but I'd really like to get into this one you did about the real Terminator. Man, this is kind of scary, Selwyn.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And as I open with, we've seen most of us that film, The Terminator from 1984.
Right.
And of course, it was very scary, the idea that there's going to be this robot that, of course, by definition, is a psychopath without a conscience and who is only going to have one purpose, and that's to make sure you're dead, and who is never going to sleep and never going to stop until he accomplishes that goal. Well, Basically, this news story is that Chinese scientists are developing something that's perhaps even scarier. Small autonomous drones, Chuck, that can operate as a swarm autonomously, once again, avoiding obstacles and performing various life-saving functions. That's the bright side, but also warn many, they can as well perform a terrifying life-taking function, and that would be hunting humans using facial recognition technology to identify their target. Well, anyway, this is something that we have a video of that I connected to my article. I embedded it in my article, and I'm going to quote here the Telegraph, the paper. It writes, "Drone swarms that dart nimbly around obstacles, mapping their surroundings or searching for fugitives, have long been the stuff of science fiction. But now Chinese scientists have proven that aerial robots can work together, maneuvering at speed through a dense bamboo forest without crashing into the plants or themselves. In new footage released by a team from Zhejiang University, a swarm of 10 lightweight drones was filmed moving gracefully through the gaps between trunks, successfully navigating uneven ground, weeds, and tangled branches." Now, let me take a pit stop, Chuck. I'm not sure if that's real footage or if that's CGI, computer-generated imagery. It might just be the latter and might be a portrayal what's possible.
You know what caught my attention? Because you know me very well, Selwyn. Yeah. Okay. Zhejiang University. What was the name of the actor? Was it the Andy Griffith Show?
Huh.
Where the guy would
I don't know.
Zhejiang. You remember the guy? Okay. It'll come to me later. As soon as you said that, I said, where have I heard that before? All right.
Oh.
And also the fact that, you know, these drones, remember when we were having Black Lives Matter riots and stuff like that, and COVID all of a sudden came in and the Chinese offered to furnish? They said, we'll give you all the drones you want.
That's right.
Remember that? And some of the police departments took them. Yeah, they took those, and then they had to give them back because all of a sudden they caught on. And now you're reading this about what they're capable of. My goodness. Maybe those weren't, but, they said, now we got our new model. We're shipping it to you. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
What could possibly go wrong, right? Yeah. Let's take free drones from the Chinese government. They can't possibly have bad intentions, right? We know they're just being purely altruistic. I'm telling you. You have to wonder if some people have taken a stupid pill. But anyway, the Telegraph writes, quote, "The system works through an algorithm which crunches data from cameras on the drone, mapping the surroundings in real time and looking for obstacles and other craft before readjusting the flight path as needed." And so, like we said, there's that video, could be CGI, I don't know, but nonetheless, these Chinese scientists want to make this a reality, and actually in their paper, which was published in the journal Science Robotics, they talk about science fiction movies, how this has been portrayed, Prometheus 2012, in Ender's Game 2013, so on and so forth. And anyway, they don't explicitly tout the technology's military or law enforcement applications, Chuck, except with that Ender's Game example, because that's a movie in which these drones form a shield and protect humans from alien attack. Well, anyway, there are, though, innocuous applications for this technology, as is always the case. Any new technology can be used for good or for evil, and the researchers talk about this, wildfires, for instance, and they write, "Agile multicopters can quickly collect information from a close view of the front line without the risk of human injury." And they list some other innocuous applications as well, but we're short on time. So anyway, but then there are the darker applications. And many people say, well, wait a second now. Actually, they could program these drones to seek out a human target, like we said, using facial recognition technology. And here's the thing. These scientists actually include a video that shows these drones following a human target, and they actually use the term target and the term tracking. And what occurs to me here, Chuck, is, well, with a wink and a nod, they are going to have to allude to this application, right? Because maybe they want funding from the Chinese government. And what is the Chinese government going to be interested in? Well, they're definitely going to be interested in military and law enforcement applications, right? Because China is developing this totalitarian state where they want to monitor their population at all times and control anything and everything. They're making totalitarianism truly total. Anyway, though, these developments, Chuck, many people have long been warning about them. Like 5 years ago, we had the world's leading AI researchers, we had humanitarian organizations. They warned about lethal autonomous weapon systems such as this. And there's another video that was put out by the Future of Life Institute called Slaughterbots, which you can watch. Well, anyway, as I point out in my piece, Chuck, our military has already used drone strikes to kill combatants. We know that. But here's the thing. What's actually more frightening is what might lie a little further down the road in the development of technology. For instance, we know, and this is something I was theorizing about in my piece, that we already have the development of insect-sized drones. Well, as I point out, what happens when we reach a point where the government can create a drone that's the size of a mosquito and looks like a mosquito and that can maybe even painlessly inject you with a toxin? And then maybe you just fall asleep and never wake up. How about that scenario? That would be a good way to kill people, that, right?
That may be the scariest thing in this whole report. Because when I looked at that, it's sort of like if you and I are talking, you know, a mosquito-sized drone goes in your mouth, and, all right, well, he's not going to tell anybody what I did last night or what Dropbox I visited 29 times. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, you know, the thing is, what I just outlined is not far-fetched. That's something we either have the capacity to do already or will shortly. Like I said, they've already created insect-sized drones, just a matter of making them more functional, more operational. But we can go beyond that, and I know we're coming up on a break, but I wrote this piece many years ago titled The Nanotech New World, Good and Bad Things Come in Small Packages. That was in 2008.
Right.
What I pointed out is that if we ever get to a point where we can create nanobots, then the government can actually create billions of these microscopic robots that you won't be able to detect with the naked eye, but that could be monitoring you at every moment and maybe even enter your body and cause system breakdown. In other words, kill you in that fashion. But that still lies in the realm of science fiction. Some experts think it's possible to create these nanobots. Other experts say, no, it's not possible. I come down with the ones who say it's possible for a very simple reason. We already see this in nature. In our bodies, for instance, matter is constructed from the molecular level or even atomic level up. And if something occurs in nature, it means it's possible. And if we can observe it, then I believe, Chuck, given enough time, we can eventually replicate it. That's what I believe,
right?
Because humanity can do amazing things. We're God's children. We can do some of what he can do, just not everything.
All right. Selwyn Duke. Yeah. Remember when Dick Tracy had his little watch there on his arm? And never happened. If you remember Dick Tracy, okay, then welcome to this young man show here. Yeah. Anyway. Boy. Selwyn Duke's going to be back, wrap things up. Why don't we put some down on the border, you know, and zap them? Yeah. Don't do it when they're in the water, though. We'll be right back. It's SelwynDuke.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant,
Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and his website, selwynduke.com. Talking about the real Terminator, kind of getting serious here. Let's get into this. You know, you talk about the Twilight Zone, you know, a lot of good things there. Isn't it amazing how people were doing all this science fiction, you know? And that was the word, right? Science fiction.
Right.
What is it now? Yeah. It's just called science, I guess. It's amazing.
Yeah, more
amazing.
And more, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's interesting, Chuck, because...
Yeah.
No, what I was going to say is we have to be humble about this. I always make this point. We don't really know where technology is going to take us. The late author Michael Crichton made this point very, very well years ago in his speech. But we do know this. We know that it's going to offer us ever greater power to save, to cure, and, yeah, to kill. And the question is, how are we going to negotiate this power? Are we going to use it for good or for ill? And the problem that we have in our society is we're experiencing rapid moral decay, so we have this very bad combination. As we're declining morally and really regressing, we're advancing technologically. And that presents the danger of possibly becoming cavemen, morally speaking, who now have control of nuclear weapons and even perhaps scarier technology than that. And that's why we have to understand there is only one, I'm not going to say solution, but there is only one way we can mitigate these threats, and that's to cultivate virtue in ourselves, in our children, and in our nation. Virtue, of course, referring to that set of objectively good moral habits, because Lord Acton said, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Technology is giving us ever greater power. So it presents us with the question, can man ever be moral enough, virtuous enough to properly manage these staggering abilities that technology is bestowing? Can he? Okay. I mean, even under the most ideal, humanly ideal circumstances. Well, that's a real question. But regardless, if we're going to keep on deteriorating morally, we're going to be imperiling ourselves. So again, I always stress this. The answer is we have to cultivate virtue. We have to be advancing morally, not just technologically.
Yeah. You know, no Chesterton quotes, right? But you did quote Lord Acton.
Not today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lord Acton got a quote. Congratulations, Lord. Sounds like a prayer, doesn't it? But anyway.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you,
I see in my copy here, I actually wrote his name, Lord Action, in my Word copy. I hope the editors caught that.
A-C-T-I-O-N.
It's Lord Action.
Okay. Acton. Yeah, that's close enough anyway. You know, I never make mistakes, yes. Yeah, you know, isn't it funny? Today is Friday the 13th, and I was talking to Swade about this, you know, at the network, and I said, every Friday the 13th, I usually, you know, do a thing, you know, at the beginning of the show, and today it was just like, I think I'm going to play it safe today. I'll leave Friday the 13th away, I guess, or did I get too busy? I don't know. But I encourage you, listener, to go to sowinduke.com because not only do you get great reports, but you also get the great videos with it. And this last one, The Real Terminator, some good ones on that one. So, Selwyn, I look forward to our next visit, sir.
Same here, Chuck, same here. And God bless. Have a great day.
God bless you, too. Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E dot com. Thank you, Swade. Thank you for listening. And God bless America. And also, please remember that absolutely no robots were injured during the production of this program.